Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Bork.
Well, we're getting on down toward the end of the summer, and I guess it's not prime season now for the big hits to come out. But this one coming out this week, Logan Lucky, well, it seems like it's got a lot of energy behind it.
Yes, it's getting good reviews. Usually, we have the dregs in August. Usually, you think, well, if they opened it then. But this is a big exception.
And this is directed by Steven Soderbergh, who I read had supposedly retired.
Yes, yes.
At 52 or 53?
Yeah, he can't help it. He keeps coming back. He did that Liberace thing for TV. He said that was the last he was going to do. Then he did some kind of a HBO series or something. And now he's done this movie.
Yeah, well, he directed Ocean's 11 and then the movies that came out after Ocean's 11 and Aaron Brockovich, the things he's probably best known for. This is kind of a NASCAR comedy.
Yes. And it's Ocean's 11 also. It's
on wheels.
They call it themselves 7-Eleven because they do meet some at the 7-Eleven. It has to do with a heist at the racetrack during a big, big NASCAR race.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Logan family are notoriously unlucky. The main character in this is Channing Tatum, and he's Jimmy Logan. And he broke his leg and wasn't allowed to play football. His brother went to Iraq and lost his arm. And they have a sister, and she seems fine, but... by the way, she's played by Elvis Presley's granddaughter, Riley Keough.
No kidding.
She's been in a lot of things, and she's pretty good. And anyway, poor Jimmy, he's going to lose. He's already lost custody of his little girl, and her family, his ex-wife is moving away. She's played by Katie Holmes. And they're moving away, and so he comes up with this scheme for how he can get enough money to get to pay the lawyers and to get the little girl back.
This sounds a little like, to me, something that Burt Reynolds might have been in 30 years ago.
Exactly.
Do you think?
Yeah, he could have. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, and the family, they all just give it their all, but they're developed. Each character, you kind of get to know them a little bit like they did in Ocean's 11, and they have all these family members. There's a brother whose name is Fish, and he's played by Jack Quaid, and that's Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan's son. It's just very funny, and the story holds together really well. Excellent writing.
This is PG-13. I was kind of surprised this was not an R.
I was too, but they kind of keep it clean. It's corrupt sort of way, and they're kind of fumbling theft. It's amazing to watch.
All right, we're talking with Alice Reese, and Alice is the Herald Banner movie reviewer. And now the other one we're going to talk about coming out this week is The Hitman's Bodyguard, an action-adventure comedy with Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson, he's the hitman. The bodyguard is played by Ryan Reynolds, so it's one of those buddy movies. And I guess Samuel Jackson, he gets all the good lines, and it is a comedy, but then you're kind of ashamed of yourself for laughing at it because the body count is pretty heavy. You can't count it. It's so high. It's in the hundreds. And then the blowing up cars are in the dozens, vehicles. Some of them are cars. And then there's a few buildings, too.
And this is an R-rated.
Oh, it is,
yeah,
R.
Very much so.
Very so. And the hitman is Samuel Jackson, as I said. He's brought in by Interpol to get rid of this terrible guy who's sort of he's Romanian, whatever. He's played really wildly by Gary Oldman. And he has to have a bodyguard, and that is the Ryan Reynolds character. And so they're back and forth. That's amusing. That's fun. But the story itself is way too long, 2 hours. And I was calculating throughout how many times Samuel Jackson had people had shot at him. And I put it around 1,000, but They all missed. Really? They all missed.
Wow. The New York Times critic said, this is not a good movie, but in fairness, it doesn't try to be.
They knew it was August.
It's going to please the audience. It's going to do well.
That's what it was intended. They have us fill out a little review, and I said yes, and all my complaints, and then I said, but it's going to do great business. Right.
Now, both of these are on in Greenville and Sulphur Springs this weekend.
Amazing.
So if anybody is intrigued by either one of these, you have a great opportunity to see each one. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.